ओम शांति। सो ऑल हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड वॉल्केनिक योगा। आई थिंक द अर्लियर क्लास वॉज गोइंग ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट, इज इट सो? सम एक्सपीरियंस एक्सचेंजिंग। आई वॉज टोल्ड दैट नाउ ऑल आर इन द मूड ऑफ गोइंग बैक, and a few days back when I was talking with some of my friends, so one friend told that though we remember Baba and we can do at any place, but that friend was telling that his best yoga experience is when he is in the plane, because he is nearer to Paramdham by some maybe 30,000 feet or so. Is it so? Some infinite plus minus something, finite things, but it is the feeling that we are nearer to Baba and nearer to Paramdham, soul world. So we feel as Baba's more powerful vibrations are coming and we are under that shelter. And today's topic is somewhat of that nature. What is the topic today? Yes, experiencing Baba. What was the topic? How to experience Baba in combined form. Is it so? So, when we are talking about the combined form, what are the other forms which come in our mind? Because when we talk, we experience Baba, we remember Baba, when we are merged with each other. So, what are the other forms in which we, yes, remember Baba? What are the other forms? Yes. Angelic. Likewise, because there are various methodologies through which we can remember Baba, and one is the usual one, what we practice early morning or so, we feel that Baba is in Paramdham, soul world. We are here and we ourselves try to detach ourselves from the body and then try to go to subtle worlds, to soul world, to various stages what Baba has said us. Five stages in last Murli Baba said, instead of five, how many stages? Three stages. So that is one form that we feel, we experience that I am here and Baba is there, I am under the shelter of Baba. And as somebody was telling, Baba is ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace. So through remembrance, we try to connect ourselves with Baba. This is one. The other form is when we almost are face to face with each other. Yes. When I feel that Baba is before me, I am here, we are face to face as we are talking with each other. And talking with each other, we are seeing, we are experiencing the presence of the other one. And talking, realizing, feeling others' emotions towards me, my feelings and emotions towards Baba. But there is some difference, distance between the two, face to face. And the third one is, what is the topic of today is, experiencing Baba in what stage? Yes, combined form. as we are one. Baba and myself, we are one. We feel merged into each other. So what are the advantages of this third stage over the other two, first and second stages? Baba has said number of times in various murlis, because when we feel we are nearer to Baba, still there is some scope that somebody may come in between, as some distance is there. And if somebody may come, and maybe the physical or the subtle form, even the cloud, etc. So the other one to whom we are talking may not be very clear to us. So there is a scope of somebody, Maya, or some weak thoughts coming in between us. So that is why Baba says that always remain. Today, I think today's that blessing was also something like this, that though we are companion stage, but try to experience Baba in combined form. Even in life, the companion is there, but it is the separate identity. And companion doesn't remain 24 hours with us. So here Baba wants that Baba is our companion. But what is required? That feel the presence of companion in the form of combined form. As we are not two, not different identities, but one and the same. So, now, how we can feel it? Brahma Baba was also one, separate identity. Though Shiv Baba used to come in him. But, nonetheless, Shiv Baba is different, separate. Brahma Baba was separate. And I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for around some 5 to 6 years. And more so, when Baba became avyakt, he attained his karmatit stage, the final angelic stage on 18th January 1969. So I had that good fortune that I was with Baba in Mount Abu Madhuban on 17th and 18th January, two full days. And since there were no more other parties, so I had this good fortune to see Baba, how Baba was in full form of combined stage, and how Baba attained the Karmatit stage, which is our aim and object also, ultimately to achieve that final stage. So with that reference, I want to share how to attain that combined form of stage, which Brahma Baba attained it. We all of us have to pass different stages in life. Since when we come in this spiritual knowledge, and ultimately we all have to achieve one particular final karmatit angelic stage. So, in the beginning means when my beginning in the spiritual knowledge was there in, say, 1961 or so, 61-62, so Baba used to pass time with us and exchanging his views, asking our so many questions, and whenever we used to ask Baba anything, Baba will devote certain time, explain the things. And Baba, if we present our chart to Baba, Baba will go through each and everything and give the corrections. But as Baba was attaining towards his combined stage, means more and more timing with Shiv Baba, how Baba used to do? As when our party comes and we have to meet Dadi Janki or other Dadis, we take time, okay, you come at 10:30, this party, and another party 11 o'clock, for the next party, say 11:30, like that. So even at the time of Baba, Brahma Baba, the time used to be given to various parties. So the teacher in charge, sister in charge, she will come along with the party at the stipulated time. And the meeting places used to be either Baba's hut or the history hall, or if only 2, 3, 4 person used to be there, then Baba's room also. Because Baba's room was very small at that time, only that portion where the Baba's presently bed is there and that mat is there. So very small, maybe some 10 by 8 or so. So when sister and party used to come, we used to experience that Baba is there, though the eyes are open, Baba's eyes. But as Baba is lost somewhere, and the teacher will come and just see, and Baba will not have any feeling of sister's or party's presence quite often. But Baba is awakened, eyes are open, and but mentally as Baba is somewhere else. Then the teacher will say, Baba, Baba. Then quite often Baba used to get a little sort of jerk. Though Baba never used to be in trance, because eyes are also open. But mentally, Baba was so close as a combined form of Shiva Baba, that there was no difference, and then Baba will come. And then Baba will say, oh, okay, you have come, your party has come. Okay, take your seat. And then Baba will meet all the persons. So this is that Baba used to utilize each and every minute, even between the two parties, where Baba used to have some spare time, and Baba will be busy in his own purusharth. Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2, 3 minutes, but not a single minute wastage as Baba expect from us. Two things Baba again reminded us last time. What is this time and thoughts? So Baba was a manifestation of that, that as soon as the earlier party has gone and there is some few minutes or some time is there, but Baba will be lost in himself, and then that Baba's communication with the Supreme will again start. So that practice was so perfect that within second Baba used to be away from the body, and within second Baba used to be in the body. And since Baba was a manifestation of this one, so when Baba is walking or Baba standing or in the courtyard, so if somebody comes, then Baba will spread his arms. Oh, come sweet children. Come, dear divine. Come, sweet children. And Sikila De Bacche, like that. And we used to feel a sort of magnetic pull in the arms of Baba. So that was when, because Baba's practice, and as soon as we used to come near Baba, we used to become soul conscious. We used to forget our body completely. And then Baba, after few, maybe 1 minute or after few seconds, Baba will tap us, come back, like that, And we used to come back in the, of course, soul never leaves the body, but the thing, a feeling of detachedness from the body, though it was momentary, for a few seconds, maybe for a few minutes. But Baba's, his own soul conscious stage was so powerful that even for a few minutes, Baba used to get others have a feeling that they are also soul, not the body, away from the body, detached from the body. So that what Baba expect us also, that not only for ourselves we should have that practice, but for others, whomsoever come before us, maybe for few minutes or few for some time, they should also feel, and that will be possible only when I have got my own mastery over this, that I am the soul. I am away from this body, completely detached from the body. And one, when we feel this detachment, because Shiv Baba is also incorporeal. And when we are also in that stage, incorporeal, soul conscious stage, then this is the combined form. And as soon as we achieve this form, maybe for a few seconds, immediately the others who come before us, they will also have that feeling. So Baba has perfected this one right from the day one, maybe even having in the beginning writing that I am a soul, Jasoda is soul, Baba's Laukik wife, Narayan soul. You must have all maybe knowing all about how Baba practiced, and by that one Baba achieved that stage. So this also we all have to see that I am moving in the right direction. I have also practiced like that. So this is one thing. Feeling of that I am soul away from the body. Second thing is that what Baba has also said, that at the center of all the activities, whatever the activities we perform, it is the mind which is the nucleus of all the activities. Mind. Pardon? Can you repeat? Mind. Nucleus. Means center of all the activities. Because anything comes first in our mind, and then accordingly it takes the form of the words or the activities, our behavior. And that is why Baba says, keep the mind always busy. And because if we want to control our thoughts, we have to control our mind. Because thoughts generate in the mind, originate in the mind. So how Baba practiced this one, Brahma Baba? You may be knowing that we are having in our Yajna, two diaries are there. In one diary, Baba practiced this about soul. Oh, I am soul, Jasoda soul, this Narayan or Nirmal Shanta, all are souls. Because human beings' mind usually goes towards his relatives, wife, children, son, daughter, like that. So in one diary. But another diary is more important. In that one, Baba practiced how mind, you see. Baba says, daily have a sitting with your subtle, these senses. What are subtle senses? Mind, intellect and sanskars. So have your daily sit, court and talk with them. So how to talk? That Baba has shown the path. Because usually the mind wavers, mind goes, whether we want or don't want, but mind goes here and there. So those two letters, they are also available. What Baba has written, addressing his mind and addressing his intellect. So Baba is addressing his mind. Oh, my mind, I am the king, you are my minister, you are my subordinate, I am the king, you have to obey me, but you have made me, the king, so weak, and oh my mind, you became so powerful that wherever you used to go, I used to follow you. Because I have become, the king has become weak, and my minister, your mind, you became powerful. You have made me weak. And so you were running towards the vices, towards the weaknesses, others, and you have made me slave. But now I tell you, oh my mind, I tell you that I, the king, has re-established myself again in this soul conscious stage. And now I am becoming powerful. Now you have to obey me. I will not obey you. You are my minister. I am the king. You have to obey. So Baba addressed mind like that and gave order that now, since I am becoming soul conscious, I am re-establishing myself in my original stage, so you have to obey me because you are my minister. I am the king. The same thing Baba always says, that give order to your mind, that but first you try to establish yourself in your Soman, in your this high feeling that, oh, I am most powerful, I am soul conscious, I am the son of the ocean of love, ocean of power, ocean of knowledge. So when I re-establish myself in that stage, and then I order my mind, then mind will obey me. Otherwise, discussing about this. First, we have to establish ourselves in that stage, and then if I give command to my mind, to my intellect, or to sanskars, then they will obey me. Just like if an officer is there, government servant, or some person in the post is there, and if he gives order when he is in the post, he is on the chair, everybody will obey his commands. But if suppose he is retired or transferred to some other place and not in power at that place, So people may obey, may not obey him, most probably. Everybody respects chair, not the person. So that is why Baba says, first establish yourself, re-establish, give command to yourself, and then again, and that what Baba did by writing a letter to the mind. And similarly, Baba wrote a letter to his intellect. Oh, my intellect. The same thing. That I am the king. You are my minister. Intellect, you have also been following the mind. And you both combined have made me, the king, so weak that I was just following you. But now I command you that I, the king, has re-established myself in my stage, and now you have to obey me. So this actually power in the soul comes when we are having a feeling of the combined stage with Shiv Baba. And then we can command, and mind, intellect, etc., they won't be having any alternative except to obey the command of me, the king. I am the ruler. So that state is required, and that what Baba used to practice it. And what is the methodology to check that I have commanded my mind, my intellect, and they are obeying me? Because everything we must have some measurement. As if suppose some temperature is there, so thermometer is there to measure, yes, my temperature is high or low, whatever it is. Similarly, if not feeling well, so blood pressure instrument. These are the physical instruments. Similarly, there must be some measurement that, yes, I am commanding my mind. My mind is obeying me. That what I observed during the last almost 1 year, and especially during the last 17 and 18, 2 days, because I was posted long distant, one state is there, Assam, and from there I have come. And so 17th and 18th, 2 days I was with Baba. There were no other parties. So I went to Baba number of times, precisely some, in these 2 days, 7 times I had the opportunity to meet Baba. And every time I used to feel that now I will ask Baba this question about my self-development, about yoga, about Baba's service, about so many things, because I had the opportunity to run the classes there. There was no teacher. So as soon as I used to go before Baba, Baba will give just a drishti, and then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this one. This question is there in your mind. Okay, do like this. It will happen like this. Means Baba will reveal what is going on in my mind, my heart, and then give the solution also. So it happened once, twice, thrice, four, as I told you, 6-7 times it happened. Then later on, once I asked Badi Didi, Manmohani Didi ji, so she told that actually one who commands his mind perfectly, he can read the thoughts of other minds whomsoever come before him. Ichha matram avidya, as it is said in Hindi. Ichha, even what are the desires, even that knowledge doesn't remain in the soul. Means perfectness in the mind, no desires, no thoughts. Then I can read the thoughts of others. One example was given to me that if suppose water is there, very clean, neat and clean water is there, we can see our face also. But if you simply throw one little stone, some ripples are formed, waves are formed, one may not be able to see because water is disturbed. Similarly, if I am having, you see, so much control over my thoughts, I can read the thoughts of others. But if suppose some thought wave is there in the mind, ripples my own desires, my own thoughts of even good thoughts, service thoughts, development thoughts, but thoughts are after all a thought. So if I am having thoughts, I cannot read the thoughts of other, because my own ripples, thought waves, they will interfere in the thought of others, and others' thought will not be very clear to me. So unless I know the thought of other, how I can fulfill their thoughts, their desires? So that I observed 6-7 times, which shows actually the control over the mind of Brahma Baba. And I tell you, on 18th January, Baba was giving a class. I was sitting just like this in our Madhuban History Hall. At that time, History Hall was there. Baba was giving Murli. We all were listening. There were few, some 30-40 fellows maybe there, but that's all. And suddenly a thought came in my mind that how nice it will be if Baba tells something about me. I was just very young at that time, some maybe 22 years or so at that time. 22, say. So that if Baba says something, and then as soon as the thought came to my mind, and Baba has attained almost the Karmatita stage, final stage, complete control over his thoughts and everything. So I presume that immediately the same thought must have reached to Baba, and within no time, no seconds, immediately Baba spoke and just took my name and told what are the, should be the line of action of my Purusharth and how I will achieve like that. So this stage, you see, that we read the thought of others and fulfill their desires. That is the part which will be there very soon. Because Baba also said that during now next 5 to 6 months, when Baba will not play this part, at that time, we have to spread our good vibration and feeling that goes, and the persons, the souls which are suffering from the sorrow, peacelessness and so many things, they will be having a experience of peace and happiness. Because once we are able to read their mind, they should come. Baba said, if your volcanic yoga is there, then as the fire is having that quality, it changes the form of everything, whatever is put in the form, in the fire. So if we are in that stage of volcanic fire yoga, then whomsoever comes before us, a weeping person will be coming, going back happy, smiling. A person with full of peacelessness may be coming towards us, but returning back with complete state of peacefulness. Unhappy, weeping, sorrowful stage soul will be coming, going back with complete state of mind with full of happiness. Completely changed. And that is possible only if I, along with the power of Shiv Baba, the combined stage, I am able to spread my vibrations towards the other souls, towards the world, and so they will feel, having a feeling of this complete change, complete transformation. Which we have read in the history also, you must have read in Baba's history, you see. Brahma Baba was a soul of Krishna, Narayana. And Baba always used to feel whatever, sometime Baba used to have this sore throat and coughing. And sometimes it used to become very severe. So we used to feel, oh, Baba must be feeling very restlessness and you see, that unhappiness. But next moment immediately, that will be there, oh, Baba used to have that same smile back. And Baba used to say, I quite often talk with Shiv Baba. Baba, please get me rid of this very, very close friend. What is that close friend? Coughing and like that, khasi. And then what the answer used to be of Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba? This is your karmic account, you see. You have to settle. Because if I help you, I have got all these, they are my child. I have to help each and everybody. But everybody is having his or her own karmic account. Everybody has to settle his or her own karmic account. So, what Baba used to adopt the methodology, sometime whenever there used to be one translite, very near to Baba, in the history hall, it is still there. So, that Baba, Krishna is there, and Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. Today you see this old body is there and this sore throat, so many problems are there. But tomorrow Baba is going to become like that Lord Krishna and everything will be fine, the nature and all the five elements, the body, everything, we all will be so much. So that actually, this method used to work and that used to be reflected from Baba's face. And Baba used to tell, you all should become, whenever there is some paper of the body or somebody, forget about that one and immediately feel that I am going to become like this. And there is one word in Sindhi, khagya. I don't know its English. Khushi mein, you see, in happiness, you should have khagya marne chahiye. What is khagya? Baba used to show you, tomorrow I am going to become like this. Baba. Baba used to show. Means face full of happiness and shining. And Baba used to forget that what the sore throat of cough or coughing. Even sometimes the eye used to become wet with that coughing. But next moment, I am going to become like this. All these things, nothing will be there. So Baba expect the same thing. We all should keep our mind always busy in the next ensuing word, and that is one very, you see, tested method for getting the present problems for the time being, so that we again come back in our state of mind, powerful state of mind. So this also, when we used to feel, I am with Baba. Baba is with me, I am under the shelter of Baba, the combined state of affair. So this was also Baba's, this one. So momentary Baba, and that is why on 18th January, you see, if you go through that cassette, audio cassette, at that time the video was not so much popular, so audio cassette, just listen to that one. So though Baba's body was not so well, 18th morning or 17th evening, Baba had some cough and this sore throat problem. But on 18th January, when Baba gave the Murli, not a single time the coughing was there. Not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat. Which shows that once we attain our karmatit stage, final stage, all our karmic accounts are settled, and that soul, with the help of Raj Yoga meditation, has a complete victory over the karmic accounts, karm bhog, you see. So the body may be having that sort of uneasiness, peacelessness, but the feeling of this sorrow is not there, and we are again in that final state of mind, you see. I had the good fortune to see Baba's Karmatit stage. So that day, completely Baba was looking just angelic. 18 January evening, after the Murli, Baba got up, stand up, stood, and then again went back towards the door. Just after taking one or two steps, Baba again turned back, started giving drishti to each and everybody, and just that was very clear to Baba's mind that this is my last corporeal meeting with these children, and through this Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba may be thinking that way, and this is the last meeting. So Baba was giving power, and with such a smiling and shining face, because Baba's Karmatita stage, final stage was there. Again Baba went back, one step, took one step, again Baba stood, again turned up. So that day Baba had a feeling, oh, let me just meet the children. This is the last meeting, corporeal meeting with the children. So whatever the events they come to, we are going to face, they will become very clear in our mind. We often say also, it is a saying that coming events cast their shadows before. So that day only Baba just went near the door and Baba said, oh, Baba takes your leave. Baba is going. Earlier Baba never told these words that Baba is taking towards your leave. Baba vida leta hai, chutti leta hai. Never Baba told, never. Okay, bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning and good night, whatever it is. But Baba is taking leave from all of you. Of course, none of us understood. Leave means we thought leave for tonight. Again tomorrow morning we will meet. But Baba very clearly, they are taped in that audio cassettes. Baba is taking leave. But if our stage is final, that we know that, okay, I am going to leave this body in the end. But there will not be any fear. Okay, Baba, we are coming to you. You are taking us. And again, we will be back in this world with you in the golden age. Like that, so good and nice feeling. The body will not pull back, because whatever the karmic accounts are there, we have settled. So body will not pull us, the soul. Why the body pulls us? Why we are having a feeling of fear to leave the body, feeling of fear for death? Because body pulls us. Our karmic accounts are there with the body, so body pulls us. But once we settle our karmic accounts, we will be just feeling very light and very happy, just to change the cloth. If the old cloth is changed and a new cloth is put up, so there is nothing sorrow in that one. No feeling of sorrowness. So these are some of the things which I observed in Baba. And there just, and when Baba went, and then Baba took leave and Baba left the body. But one of the main thing is that though Baba left the body on 18th January evening, so the body was kept 18th night and 19th whole day, 19th evening, 20th whole day, 20th evening, 21st also afternoon, body was consumed to flame, you see. But no injection was given, no chemical lotion was put on Baba's body, nothing. I was there. But Baba's body was shining like anything. And it was so flexible, even on 21st after say some 65 or 70 hours, when we gave a bath to the body as per Indian, you see, systems, the body before consuming to flame, it is given a bath. So we gave bath. So Baba's body was very flexible. No stiffness in the body. I inquired number of times with number of doctors. So everybody says, no, it is not possible. Body becomes, has to become stiff. No injection, nothing. Nothing. But why? This is a sign of conquering the five elements of nature. What Baba says. And Baba has conquered these five elements of nature of which the body is made. And so, no disintegration of the body, no bad smell, nothing like that. Complete. So this is when we are having a feeling that I am merged with Baba. Baba is with me, I am with Baba. Complete combined stage. And that is why, just like in the, I also saw for the first time, day before yesterday when Baba came, this last meeting, you see Gulzar Dadi also, came, hai na? She also revealed. So in the same wise, this is for the first time probably we have seen. Otherwise when Baba speaks, Baba speaks. But Gulzar Dadi also came, and Gulzar Dadi told, you all must have gone through the Murli and must have seen. So with Brahma Baba also, and at that time if Gulzar Dadi would not have said some particular word, only through the words, it was distinguished that now the Gulzar Dadi is speaking, earlier the Baba was speaking. Similarly with Brahma Baba also, that Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, whenever, what are the versions of Shiv Baba, what are the versions of Brahma Baba, that we were able to demarcate between the two, distinguish between the two through the words. First person, oh, मैं परम धाम का, मैं अजन्मा हूँ, अकर्ता हूँ, मैं जन्म मरण से न्यारा हूँ. So these are the first person wise words spoken by Shiv Baba. And at Brahma Baba, देखो ये बाबा भी वो था, विकारी था, घर गृहस्थ वाला था, हीरे जवाहरात का मैं धंधा करता था, ये और ऐसे ऐसे. So they are through the language we can understand. These are the words spoken by Brahma Baba, by Shiv Baba. Merging so much, combined form so much, that through other thing, we don't know without these, separating these words. So that what is required, that Baba wants to take us up to that stage, that we are having a feeling, oh, I am merged with Baba, I am with Baba. Baba is giving me light, might, energies, all these things. So these things we can experience. And it is not difficult. It is quite possible, and that is why Baba says there's those five stages. And that day Baba reminded us of three stages. Nonetheless, those, though the five stages are there, they become easy if we remember these five stages with seven forms. The soul is having seven, basically, virtues. Love, peace and happiness, etc. So when the soul is in Paramdham, soul world, what is the dominant quality of the soul in soul world? Peace. Okay? So at that time, we just invoke this only peaceful stage of mind. That I am the soul, not many thoughts in mind, I am peace. I am a peaceful soul. Okay? Then why we come to Satyug, golden age? Then, which state, which virtue is more dominant? Happiness and purity. It is by virtue of purity that happiness is there. So these two, because stages are five and soul's quality are seven. So in those five, there will be one or two stages where the two qualities will be more dominant. So that is in golden age. Happiness and purity. Okay. Then come to copper age. So imagine yourself that you are in a big temple or church or mosque and giving the power to all the souls. Before you, a big queue is there of the devotees, and you are fulfilling their desires. So at that time, what state of mind should be there? Love. Because when love is there, then feeling of giving is there. Mother's love is there, so children all sacrifice. No rest, nothing, because love is there inside. So in that stage, the feeling of love is there at that time. Okay? Then come to which stage? Brahmin's stage. And at that time, which qualities should be dominant? One is knowledge, because soul is knowledge, the complete knowledge of the, this is the only time when the soul, all the knowledge is there in whole of 5000 year kalpa, when we are in Brahman stage. So one is knowledge, and other is bliss. You see, bliss is the special quality, because the quality, the virtue of bliss is there, which is not having any negative version. You see, if peace is there, peacelessness is there. If happiness is there, sorrowful stage. Whatever, all other six qualities, they are having the negative one. But the bliss is the only one which is not having any negative quality, antidote of that one. Bliss. And that could be experienced only in this Sangam Yuga. And Baba is there, we are having our connectivity with Baba. And then final stage is angelic stage. So which virtue should be there at that time? Only one virtue remained. What is that? Everything has come except one power. Yes. Because when you are not having any bondage, angelic stage, no bondage of the body, you are light, everything, no connection with this earth and body, means mental connection that way. So, complete freedom is there, complete power is there, you see. So, that is the stage. So, these five stages with seven qualities one by one, if we keep in mind, then automatically at whatever time, what particular quality or virtue is needed, immediately we can invoke and we can feel the presence of that quality and virtue within us. And so now what is required is, as I was telling you, that though Baba left the body, but Baba has served these five elements of nature so much that even in the end, those nature, those five elements, they gave complete cooperation to Baba. So how we can make these five elements as our very good friends, you see. These five elements, because if a friend is there, and friends, two friends, usually friendship, the basis of friendship is commonness of sanskars. Good friends are having same type of sanskars, you see. And that is why they are good friends. So we have to inculcate the good sanskar of these five elements, good virtues of these five elements, then we can make friendship with these five elements. And so in the end, when there is so much upheaval in the nature, earthquake and flood and famines and tsunamis, and cyclones, what not. All these will be there. But they cannot be a source of unhappiness or source of death to us. Because if I have made friendship with them. So this is the time to make friendship with these five elements of nature. This is the time. How to make friendship with the water, you see. Because lot of tsunamis will be there in the end, floods will be there, and now the biggest problem is this global warming. And we all have seen in the world throughout, after the, you see, warming, this cooling, so much snowfall was there in number of countries, and now when the summer is setting in, all the scientists, they are worried, because these all snows, big glaciers, they have started melting, and so much ice is there, snow is there, when they melt, it will be coming in the form of floods. It may come in the form of tsunamis. So we have to give good feeling, good vibration to the water element. We have to make friendship with the water. What is the biggest quality of water? Very simple. Adjustable, flexibility. You take water in the glass, it will adjust in glass. You take in a bucket, even in a spoon, it will reset itself. So I have to see myself whether my nature is also of so much flexible nature so that I can adjust with any soul of the world. Often we say, oh, it is very easy to adjust with this fellow, but very difficult to adjust with another one. Because our sanskars, they don't match. But so much flexibility should be there that we are able to adjust with anybody, whomsoever come in our contact. There is no clash of sanskars with anybody. And that is possible only when I make my nature so flexible. And how can I check? Because since the water is flexible, it always flows, goes down and down. And flowing means freshness. When the water gets stagnated, what happens? It will start giving bad smell, mosquitoes or flies, they will generate in it, and it will become dirty. So I have to see that my progress is always there, I am moving ahead and ahead, I am not stagnated. And that stagnation will be manifested in the form of a small jealousy or hatred or all these negativities in life. So I have to make my nature very flexible, and flexibility is also connected with the coolness. Mind should remain always cool, as the coolness is the water's quality. Even if you put it on the fire, take it away from the fire after some time, by itself it will come back to the original, its original temperature. So I have to see that I always move ahead. That is the quality of water. Similarly, what is the major quality of earth element? Earth. Mother Earth. Tolerance. Yes, that is also one. The biggest quality is giving, you see. Mother Earth. You put one seed in the earth, a tree will generate and thousands of seeds will be generating. Mother Earth is a giver. So we always, Baba, expect us now to be a giver. Whomsoever comes before us, we should be able to give and give. Not necessarily the physical things. Give good feelings, love, affection, respect, understanding, and just go on, good feeling. Giving, giving. And that doesn't cost anything. So our nature should be always of giving. Whomsoever comes to us, nobody should return empty-handed. So giving. If I inculcate this virtue, then as I have made friendship with the Mother Earth, so whatever the earthquake comes, destruction may take place, but it will not harm me because I have made friendship. I have got the newspaper cuttings and one video and other things also. When in California earthquake came, that it came on the net. So everywhere in California, a lot of destruction took place. It was quite high intensity earthquake was there. But at one place, everywhere destruction, all houses destroyed, but in one retreat house, retreat farmhouse, nothing, not even the glass panes were shattered. It was a professor's house. He used to reside. Then all the media fellows after some time came, by of what material you have made this house? Must be earthquake proof materials. You told no, it is ordinary material. Then how it happens that everywhere surrounding you, everything is just destroyed, vanished, but your house is completely intact? Professor's reply was that I daily communicate with the Mother Earth. My communication is very open. I always tell Mother Earth, oh Mother Earth, you are my mother, we are your child. And you cannot take the lives of your children. You are mother. And I always used to give the positive vibration. How loving you are. You are the lifeline. You give so much, everything, whatever the human being needs. The water, the foods and fruits, everything you are giving. So nice, loving Mother Earth, always remain just with us. So he used to communicate, and he showed ki my communication daily, that probably might have brought this result, that nothing is destroyed. And you all must be knowing about that Professor Emoto's, Japanese scientist, experiments on water. So as a matter of fact, our feeling, that affects the five elements of nature, and Brahma Baba was a manifestation that even when he left the body, all the five elements of this body is made were completely intact, completely no disintegration. So just see and go what is the property of air, lightness. So Baba also used to remain very light, you see. Baba was the head of this Brahma Kumari's family. So many problems used to come, but it never used to affect Baba. As Baba will listen, okay, and though efforts will be made to solve the problem, but nothing worry, Baba never used to become heavy, under tension. No, never like that. So it is just like him making friendship with the air, to remain always light. Similarly, fire, as I said, fire completely transforms the thing, whatever you put in it. So our Jwalamukhi Yoga, the volcanic yoga also. And we know, we all have read in the Baba's history, that once in the beginning, when there was so much opposition to one Sardarji, who was opposing our knowledge, he came with a knife to kill Baba. So he got the entry and sister introduced him with Baba. And in that actually posing that he is a good friend, he came to Baba as he has come here to listen the knowledge. And when Baba and that Sardarji was alone, Sardarji took out the knife and he was going to kill Baba. Then what was the feeling he had? He saw instead of Brahma Baba, Guru Nanak Devji, the spiritual guru of Sikhs. Now you see, Brahma Baba was a soul of Narayana, Krishna. Everybody used to see Krishna and Narayana and used to play with him. But Shiv Baba got this Sakshatkar, this divine vision, because that Sardarji, was having respect for Guru Nanak Devji, not for Krishna or Ram or Hanuman or anybody else. The same type of part we will be playing in the end, because in the end number of souls will be coming before us and with various expectations, various desires. Somebody who understands about the Durga or Kali or Lord Krishna, Ram, etc., with that desire that he should have that darshan, sakshatkar, divine vision of these one. So, though number of persons will be coming and I will be alone. Alone means single body. But different persons will be having different visions. Because this key of that vision is only with Shiv Baba. Baba will use our mind and our body. That's all. So what is required to keep pure our body as well as our soul, our mind? Then all the parts will, Baba see that all parts are played with this body once our mind and our body both are pure. So Brahma Baba was a manifestation of this one. So these, we have to make friendship with these five elements. Similarly the ether, the sky. Oh, it is single one for the whole earth. This shows the broad-mindedness. We should be so much broad-minded, even if somebody's weaknesses we are seeing, it should not make these weaknesses their home in our heart. Because once, if these weaknesses I grasp, they will remain in me. The other person is trying to get rid of those weaknesses. But if I have seen those weaknesses, they will make their home in my heart, my mind. So what is required? Our broad-mindedness, and that is why Baba has told that see everybody with not only the present age, but the three forms, the past, present and future. If suppose some weakness is reflected from some brothers or sisters' behavior, which is not as per our Brahman's kuls, maryadas or so, then I should not get affected because presently he is playing that part under the influence of that weakness. But if I see him with all the three forms, the past, oh, the same brother or sister was 16 celestial full, complete deity, complete virtuous one. If I see in that one, then this weakness will take a back seat and I will be having a feeling of that completeness with that brother or sisters. Because he is a selected soul by God. God has selected him or her. And Baba says, even the last and last bead selected by me is much, much higher than any president or prime minister of any country. So God's selection can never be wrong. But presently, due to part given to him, he is playing the part which may be full of some weaknesses. But ultimately, one day he will play such part for which he has been selected by the God, and he will be the responsible instrument for bringing a very, very good name to Baba. So we have to see each and every soul with all the three, you see, forms. Past, present and future. So that what Baba says, and these all will be possible when I feel that I am always combined with Shiv Baba. With complete my full state of mind, pure state of mind, if I see, everything will be visible to me as complete one. And when I am myself incomplete, then all other souls, some weaknesses, some other things, then they also are, you see, visibly I feel that they are also incomplete. So these are some of the things which I saw in Brahma Baba, and that is why now the Brahma Baba, or even when we go to Baba on the stage, that we may be having tens of weaknesses, hundred of weaknesses, but Baba will speak only what the qualities we are having. So that what gives us the message that we always see the qualities in others and not the weaknesses. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om. If any questions? Pardon? Fire. Fire, I told na, that fire is manifested in the form of sun, in these five elements of nature, and whenever the, you see, fire has got the quality, it changes the form, if anything is put in the fire. So, my yoga should also be like volcanic yoga, fire. So that whomsoever comes in my contact, I must be able to change his form. Person is coming weeping, he must go back very happy and smiling face, full of happiness. Person whomsoever comes with full of peacelessness in his mind, in his activity, he must go back with complete peace of mind, state of mind. I must be able to change his state of mind, and which will be possible only if I am in that fire, volcanic yoga stage, so that I am able to change his form. Same thing when Shiv Baba, Bab Dada comes. So many, some 20,000-25,000 people are, everybody's state of mind, even pin drop silence, so many persons are there. Everybody. So Baba's state of mind changes the complete environment. We all are Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, son and daughter of Brahma Baba. If Brahma Baba could do it, why not we and you? We can definitely change it, that what Baba wants. So all these five elements, they teach us, and whatever the qualities and virtues are there in them, to inculcate those virtues, to make friendship with these elements, so that they are helpful in the end, when the destruction is there, they should not become a source of destruction or unhappiness to us. Though for the whole nature, all the world, that will be a methodology for transformation. But individually to me, they must not become, because I made friendship. That is why Baba says, daily along with other souls, you give feeling of good wishes, positive thoughts, positive vibration to these five elements of nature. This is very vital, very urgent, very much required. We want their help. Our body is our closest companion, you see. Right from golden age, first birth to last birth, 84th birth or so, last. This is the five elements body which remains with us. Always maybe in different name and forms. different bodies. But these are the five elements. They remain with us 24 hours. So I must have very, very harmonious and good relations with these five elements of nature. They are my permanent companions. So that what Baba wants to spread the vibrations, positive feeling, positive thoughts to these five elements. And this is the combined form, not only combined with Shiv Baba, combined with these five elements. We are combined with these five elements of nature. Soul, combined with this body. This is one. So we are having the experience of combinedness. So just to transform this experience with Shiv Baba. Just to change it, that's all. And once we are able to change, we will be having that feeling as I and Baba, we are always merged in each other, combined, and that feeling of combinedness will give us so much energy, so much power, we can overcome any weakness in the life. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti.